here with Mr. Paul Ablack from On Approach. Before we get started, thank you very much for supporting our stay here. So yeah. Appreciate that. It's very cool of you.
You're welcome. I was glad that we had this opportunity to do it. Yeah. So, and actually, it's amazing. This conference has way more attendees than I was anticipating.
Me too.
So, yeah, I was blown away. So I think this is probably a repeat of a beginning of many events. So yeah.
Well, and I just found out at this conference that this area, or I guess the North, there's a 50% market. Consumer
53%
market
share
for cranes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and their goal is to be 75.
By 20, there's a big banner right up there. It says 75%
by 2025. Yeah, so
doable?
It's incredible. Like we were talking last night to the people from the league, and they're saying one of every two consumers is a member of a credit union.
Amazing.
In the state. Yeah, and I was like, wow, that's amazing. Yeah, so I learned something last night.
I think we all have. And so what are we going to learn about, what do you want to learn here, speaking of learning?
I was going to tell you, I sat in on, so Kirk Drake wrote a book called CU 2.0. Mm-hmm. And so we have a chapter in that book, you know, about how analytics is important to digital transformation. So, we've been reading the book, and today I actually got to attend Kirk's, I actually introduced him today at his presentation.
Oh, cool.
And I thought, so I'd sit in and listen to it, and I think it was really good. He had a great message today. You know, he's talking about, why do certain companies, you know, like Zappos, and what are they doing, and how do they change expectations of the consumer, mm-hmm. and what does that mean for credit unions? Mm-hmm. Okay, if somebody's shopping at Zappos, does it mean, you know, what is that expectation that gets created?
Right.
And so he talked about, you know, the example of, okay, if are you selling them a home equity loan, or are you the last decision in the home buying process or the home renovation process,
yeah, yeah.
right? And how do you actually connect with your consumers or your members early on when they're actually trying to figure out, should I do a home renovation? You know, what's a blog? Maybe there's a blog on home renovations and I can actually provide useful information that then leads them into the process
the
of financing.
Union?
Yeah, the credit union does that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it was really interesting. And I think it's a reorientation of what are you actually, what business are you in?
Mm-hmm.
And I think credit unions are there to serve members. And I think, you know, how we serve them is actually facilitating the process of them doing something bigger. Like,
mm-hmm.
I want to enjoy an automobile. I want to do a home renovation. I want to buy a home.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it from that perspective rather than just we do mortgages and we sell auto loans, right? And I thought that was a great message today. And I think we're going to be seeing more of that. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's all part of this, you know, this whole idea of digital transformation.
It's going beyond, way beyond the transaction.
Yes, and thinking about what business, what job are you doing for the consumer?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the big question right now, and
yeah.
I think it's forcing a lot of credit unions to rethink what problem are we solving for
mm-hmm.
our members? And if we get to that point, then I think we can actually really engage with them at a much deeper level
yeah.
than we do today.
Yeah.
And so it's a rethinking, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I could see a lot of wheels turning in the presentation,
And with the data analytics, like what you guys do, man, you can take some of that. You can take that information mine down.
I'll always quote John Best on this. He says analytics is a rocket fuel for digital transformation and innovation.
I agree.
You know, and I think as you can see in anything you talk about analytics. Understanding how the web clicks, what pages are they looking at, and where are they actually transacting around the website.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding all of that, that's all information that can actually help you engage tighter with the members. So
yep.
it's all data driven.
Yep.
And so we're seeing, you're going to see a lot more predictive analytics, I think,
mm-hmm.
in this industry, using the data to actually learn and predict better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also going to drive a lot of innovation,
yeah.
I think.
Well, everybody else is doing it. So
yeah.
if credit unions aren't doing it, they're going to get left behind,
exactly.
unfortunately.
So. Yeah. And I was, you know, I think last time we talked at CUNATECH, the big thing now I'm seeing is chatbots, you know, the ability to interact with a chatbot that is actually learning about your account.
Mm-hmm.
And interacting with you in a live basis. And I think that's, we expect to see more of that, again, driven by
very
analytics.
Exciting. Very exciting with AI and, oh my gosh, we're opening up a can of worms here big time.
Yes.
So let's talk about, this kind of actually segues really nicely into the AXFI conference next year,
yes.
which you guys are hosting. And I'm sure these are going to be plenty of the topics that will be talked
they
about
are.
There.
Yep. And we're actually going through the speaker selection right now for AXFI.
Oh, okay.
And we're working with an agency really trying to find those those thought leaders in the industry around analytics and, you know, that have done a lot with sort of interpreting data and figuring out how to use it productively for commerce. And so, yeah, we're just going through those speakers, really interesting folks, you know, that a lot of data scientists that we're coming across that are on the speaking circuit. So we're trying to attract some wow factor to the conference. Yeah. Last year we had Eric Berlow, and I thought, you know, he did a great job. Now we've got to up the game a little bit and get someone else. And then also some cool topics. I think we're looking at hackathons right now.
Good idea.
We're gonna have we did the Amazon hackathon a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. John did that, and it was a great success. And so this year, it could be a hackathon around blockchain. Right, so try and hack your identity. You know, we're kind of kicking around those ideas. Will we get there? I'm not sure. You know, but those are the kind of things we want to do. You know,
well, oh my gosh, because I was watching one of the news programs this morning before coming down here, and I saw an IBM commercial, and it's the first time I've heard blockchain mentioned on a commercial, and IBM mentioned blockchain to protect your data, and like, I gotta talk to Paul about that.
Yeah, you're gonna see a lot more about it. I think the thing about blockchain, and John, you know, John Best talks a lot about this too, is that it's the idea of having multiple sources of verification, that of ways of verifying you, not just if I get your user ID and a password, I can be Mike, right, in your bank account.
Sure.
In the blockchain world, you actually have to be verified by a number of servers that says that is Mike. Mm-hmm. And I think that, and they use encryption to do that, and I think that's the only way that you're going to stop these hacks, right, is to move forward towards that. It's an excellent opportunity for the credit union industry, and I think identity is the first place that they're really, you know, that group is really working on the ledger side, is to do that. And so, very excited. I'm looking forward to from what I'm seeing so far, I'm very excited about it. And I think it's we're going to see more of it at AXFI.
Yeah. How close are we to this? I mean, we've been talking about it a lot for the last couple of years, but how close are we? Obviously, we're getting closer, but is there light at the end of the tunnel here?
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. You know, here's the analogy I would use. So, about 4 years ago, this guy, or 5 years ago, this guy says, "Hey, have you heard about this thing called Twitter?" Right? And it's like, I don't even understand. He tried to explain it to me. I just couldn't get it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Twitter was ubiquitous 2 years ago. I think that's going to be the same thing with blockchain. It's going to be, I don't quite understand, and all of a sudden it's going to start to show up in applications.
Okay.
And then people will just start to realize this is a very good way of transacting, very safe, secure way of transacting. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's how it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think that the IBM commercial really kind of solidified its credibility for me. It's like, if IBM's using it in a commercial, like on the Today Show or Good Morning America or whatever, it's here, and we're going to be dealing with it.
I'll tell you one place you might see it early on is the entertainment industry. So if you think about one of the biggest challenges for people that do music digitally is that it can be copied. So you can
piracy?
Go to a website, you can pirate it, and you can put it all over. In blockchain, you can embed a smart contract where, you know, you, Mike, you're authorized to use it with your encryption key, but nobody else can.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
So now it becomes a smart contract between you and that that digital asset.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And so I think that to me is where it makes total sense, because that industry struggles with piracy today.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one big application. And the other big application will be you not having to manage 100 passwords.
Hallelujah.
Right? One biometric or a combination of biometrics, and then you are actually verified on the network. I think that's the other key thing you'll see. So.
I can't tell you how many hours of my life wasted resetting my password.
Yes.
Holy
crap. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so keep a key. Yeah, I think if everything goes well, you're going to be seeing more of that.
Okay.
So,
good to know. All right, let's wrap up here because I know you got lots of stuff to do.
Yeah.
What's the latest news in data analytics in your neck of the woods? Anything you want to add there?
I think you're going to see a lot. I think voice, like so chat, and voice activated banking, and the analytics around that,
like Alexa, that type of stuff.
Yes, Alexa, but a learning Alexa.
Oh,
right. So an Alexa that actually says, "Hey, Mike, you know what? I realize you got an extra $500 this month, and I think, you know, would you like to deposit that to your savings account?"
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's actually a learning algorithm embedded in that chat.
Okay.
And I think that is probably that's the next exciting thing that I see in terms of a real application that shows you the power of analytics.
Oh, this is exciting stuff. Never been more exciting than to be in a financial service industry right now. It's really cool.
Great time. Yeah.
Sure.
Very. I'm loving it.
Yeah. Really fun. All right, Paul. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Appreciate the time as always. Thanks for this as well.
All
and you guys are rocking.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks.